Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, October 3rd. I'm Mark Daniels. The American League wild card game in Cleveland had the Tampa Bay Rays shut out the Indians 4-0. Delmon Young hit a home run in the third inning off Danny Salazar. Desmond Jennings then hit a two-run double in the fourth. The Rays would tack on one more in the ninth on a Yunel Escobar RBI single. Alex Cobb went 6 2/3 innings, scattered 8 hits, struck out 5, and with 3 relievers combined on a shutout in a hostile environment.
You know, from the second I stepped out on the field tonight to go warm up, this crowd was electric. I mean, I haven't experienced anything like that in the past career. I witnessed a little bit in Texas with David on the mound, but when you're not asked to do anything, it's easy to just kind of look around and enjoy it.
And Rays manager Joe Maddon says, "My infielders had as much to do with the shutout as the pitching."
The whole infield defense, which you saw today, is pretty much what I've been watching all year.
Next stop, Boston, as the Rays had to win in Texas to get in. Now in Cleveland for the wild card, they'll take on the Red Sox in the American League Division Series. As for the Indians, they had won their last 10 regular season games to clinch a wild card spot, only to have it come to a screeching halt for manager Terry Francona.
You know, it hurts. We didn't want to go home yet. That once we get past that, for however long that takes, I want them to remember how much me and the staff, it was an honor to go through the season with them, and how much we care about them.
American League Division Series will open on Friday with Tampa in Boston and Oakland hosting Detroit. The National League Division Series begin on Thursday. Late afternoon at Busch Stadium, St. Louis will host Pittsburgh, two NL Central rivals, Adam Wainwright facing A.J. Burnett. And then on Thursday night, the Atlanta Braves will host the Los Angeles Dodgers, sending Clayton Kershaw to the hill against the Braves' Chris Medlin. Some news from the Brewers. Major League Baseball has suspended Dylan Brock 50 games for violating the minor league drug prevention and treatment program. Brock was with the Arizona Rookie League team this past season. Brewers have given up on Matt Gammel and Taylor Green, placing both players on waivers. Both missed the entire year with surgeries. Gammel with knee reconstruction, Taylor with a hip injury. Green Bay Packers injury news as they get ready for the Detroit Lions. 3 players have already been ruled out of the game Sunday at Lambeau Field. Casey Hayward still not available with that hamstring pull. James Starks, he's out with a knee bruise suffered against the Bengals. And Greg Van Roten had a foot sprain, happened at practice on Monday. Head coach Mike McCarthy says it could be another couple of weeks for the backup lineman. At least linebacker Clay Matthews was limited in practice on Wednesday.
I think Clay is getting better. He's made a lot of progress since coming off the field in Cincinnati. But I'm hopeful that he'll be able to do more tomorrow. So that's the plan.
2 players coming off concussions are now cleared to practice and were full participants. Eddie Lacy and JerMichael Finley, who went out in the first half against Cincinnati, said he needed a couple of weeks to clear his head.
The bye week helped, tremendously. When you go into, when you get a concussion, it's an automatic 7 days off. So we had 14 days off before the next game. It was big. The bye was huge for us to have.
And it's a big game Sunday for the Packers. Their first contest in the NFC North against the Detroit Lions are playing well. And if they should happen to win, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers will be placed even further behind the eight ball. But Rodgers says, "We've been sub-500 early before in seasons. No need to get desperate."
Yeah, I think that's important. We've been in this position before. You don't want to put yourself in this position because it's a tough battle. And we got 13 straight games here, which gives it an extra dimension as well to the toughness. But we're going to rely on our veterans to stay healthy, play well, and lead, and our young guys to come along and grow up fast and make the plays that we expect them to make.
As for the Lions, they went 0-6 in the NFC North a year ago, but they're now 2-0 in the division after beating the Bears last week at home to get to 3-1. Head coach Jim Schwartz says, "Yeah, it's a nice start, but it's awfully early."
You're trying to find your personality and what you're good at. It's going to be different every single year. We're no different than 31 other teams when it comes to that. You know, we got off to a, I'd say, a decent start. you know, and we put ourselves in good position.
Packers and Lions kick it off at noon on Sunday at Lambeau. NFL weekend kicks off Thursday night in Cleveland, where the Browns host the Buffalo Bills. Both those teams are 2-2. Arizona has traded offensive tackle Levi Brown of the Pittsburgh Steelers for an undisclosed draft choice. In college football, well, the federal government shutdown is causing havoc in the military academies, but the Navy Air Force football game is still on for Annapolis on Saturday. National Hockey League night number 2 of the regular season, and the Toronto Maple Leafs make it 2-for-2, spoiling the Flyers' home opener in Philadelphia 3-1. Dave Bolin scoring a pair of goals for the Maple Leafs.
Their opening night, and they came out hard, and we came out flat. I think we knew what was wrong and what we had to do right. So I think coming in between that first and second as a team, and as Randy came in, we knew what we had to do coming back out for that second.
Detroit Red Wings open up with a 2-1 victory over the Buffalo Sabres. Netminder Jimmy Howard says that's a good start.
There's still a lot of areas that we can work on, and you know, it's just nice to get your first game under your belt and you know, first win as well.
And the Colorado Avalanche routed the Anaheim Ducks 6-1. Jamie McGinn with a pair of goals to make a winner of Patrick Waugh in his head coaching debut with the Avs.
I think we played a good game. I think we could be better defensively. I feel that we have given a little bit too many shots. But at the same time, I think we could be better. But one thing I like, they're back checking hard.
And there is your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.